Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No other radio team in Boston has logged in this many locker room hours. Rumor Loney.
I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Christian Fourier.
Fake me.
Glenn Ordway.
I don't know whether he wants it on the right ass cheek or on the left, but he wants it someplace.
So mask up.
I'm not here to play games.
Put your blindfold on.
Woo!
And your earplugs in.
Oh, hogs. Hogs are available.
It's time for
the sausage smell.
Glenn. Stop.
OMF on WEEI.
Excuse me, Mr. Kraft. I have to take a pee.
Bring it back.
Oh, the big fella nailed it a long time ago. Long time ago. Matter of fact, he said it a long time ago. They're better off without Tom Brady. Christian Fourier said that a long time ago.
Got a lot of attention for that.
Matter of fact, hold it. Jarrett Stidham was the quarterback, at least.
Hold on,
the quarterback.
You keep bringing that up. Well, it has nothing to do.
It's got everything to do.
It
with
has
it.
Nothing to do everything with my comment.
With
you're
sure
trying to dismiss my comment because
yes.
You're so jealous.
Yeah,
Lou,
yeah,
he
a
gets
bit.
So jealous.
A little bit.
He gets so he's so needy. If he doesn't get enough
needy.
Attention, he tries
that.
To rip you down. Right, the New York Post, the Australian Morning News, Dispatch. I mean,
so everybody's jumping on it because the media are like lemmings. So the same people who were sitting there calling you idiot, fool, something Lou and I call you on a daily basis.
For thinking this team was better without Tom.
Exactly. They're all now jumping aboard. So here's Ryan Clark.
This collection of players, Jacoby Myers, Damir Bird, N'Keal Harry, is better with Cam Newton at quarterback. Period. They are. He does more with this team than Tom Brady ever could. And that's not a knock on their careers. It's not in any way to negate Tom Brady's greatness. They needed Cam Newton. This was a match made in heaven the same way Cam Newton said it was. It was beautiful to watch last night.
Wow. Did they love, you know, the you know, just let's talk about the positive. So you brought this up, and I'm just going to, because I didn't hear it the first time, and you mentioned how he said, That Cam Newton can do more than Tom ever could. Ever? Ever, ever.
Makes no sense.
I would say Tom, based on what he was
running
given.
Running the football, he can do that better than Tom Brady ever could.
Yes, Tom is not going to run.
Right?
No, he's
getting
not. You're not going to run a quarterback
cross.
There's more than just running to the game. I mean, Tom Brady proved that. He has no running ability whatsoever, and he's got six, you know, Super Bowl rings. But it does get worse because you're starting to see it right now. Not only are they all champion of Cam's cause, but they're dumping on Tom Brady. Here's Marcus Spears today.
Are the Patriots better without Tom Brady?
Yeah, they're better offensively. If anybody's watching, they understand why. Look, we talked about the personnel. It didn't get any better other than Cam Newton. We're looking at these young guys create things in offenses that are not the normal standard drop back, stand in the pocket and throw the ball. Yes, your personnel gets better. You buy more time for them to get open. We talked about the lack of separation from the New England Patriots last year. You know what happens now? Cam gets rushed. They can't separate. Cam moves around. Somebody finds an open area. He's playing great, man. This is Cam damn Newton we talking about. When healthy, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with anything these guys are saying, to be honest with you. I do notice one thing, too. It's like, you know those people that hated the Patriots with Brady as quarterback? One thing Cam Newton coming to New England's given the Patriots more street credit.
Yes.
People love the Patriots now.
Yeah, you're right.
The people who hated the Patriots before under Brady now love the Patriots with Cam Newton. Yeah. But they're absolutely right. I mean, they are. I mean, the weapons haven't changed. You could argue maybe they're a little bit worse. I know it's year two. They still don't have a tight end. But, you know, Tom Brady sitting in a pocket and expecting, you know, weapons that aren't very talented or aren't, like, you know, veterans in this league to know exactly precision where they need to be wasn't going to happen.
Well, your offensive line.
Newton, but I'm just saying, for Cam Newton to move around the pocket, and, you know, if N'Keal Harry's not where he should be, all of a sudden he scrambles out of the pocket. Now N'Keal Harry runs to an open space. You know, now we're scrambling a little bit. And your quarterback being able to move, being more athletic, allows that guy to look better than, hey, I need you to go 8 yards out, turn right 2 yards, and stop. Because if you go three, it's an interception. That's kind of where you were.
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. And, of course, N'Keal Harry was injured through most of the season, so Brady didn't get an awful lot of him. Brady looked pretty good when he had Antonio Brown. But you had a left tackle gone for the season last year. What was the guy's name? Can't even remember
Newhouse.
His name. Thank you. He sucked. He was awful. Yeah. It might have been the worst tackle we've seen ever in a New England Patriots uniform. And then you lost your center for the entire season. David Andrews is an upgrade. And then the right tackle, Illuminor, has done pretty well in the first couple weeks. Nobody's bitching about him. So, but it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And the one thing we all said that was going to be to the Patriots' advantage, and that is that nobody knew what they were going to look like. And in week one, it was a lot of the RPO. And they were getting away with it because they could run at will against that Miami defense. What happened in week two? They suddenly throw the ball for 397 yards.
Yeah, see,
so to this point, if I'm John Gruden, I'm sitting there going, what the bleep is Belichick going to do this week?
See, that's why my concern was, all right, so, hey, moral victory Monday. Let's get used to it because I think you're going to have a lot of them. And I think there's a after watching the Raiders and seeing them play, I think there's a great possibility that we'll be in the same position on Monday. Moral victory Monday. Make a T-shirt of it because
can't,
you're going to have another
week.
Good
this
performance.
Can't be.
You could have. Well, I
no,
mean,
no, no,
they're
no.
Not,
I'm
no
not doing
victories
that.
Well,
doing
oh,
that.
Oh, wait,
you
wait. There's a limit. There's a limit to the amount of moral victories. I thought it was an unlimited amount of moral victories.
He just wants another birthday on Monday.
I'm just curious.
The only reason why they're moral victories is because of expectations. Nobody expected them to beat Seattle.
So now your
nobody
expectations.
Nobody expects them to beat Kansas City or Baltimore. Those are the only three games that are going to be acceptable moral victories. You can't lose
why,
to
why
Oakland.
Why not? The Raiders beat New Orleans.
Doesn't matter.
New Orleans is a good team. Drew Brees is their quarterback. Lou, what are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you know
you
that
should,
doesn't make
you
make a
should.
Difference.
No Michael
wait,
Thomas.
So now you're thinking that so the Raiders aren't as good, or you think that the Patriots are better than expected.
No, they're getting the Raiders at home where the Raiders played Monday night
this
and now going to have to play
win,
at 1 o'clock.
Me.
All of that
should
plays
be.
Into it. You know it all plays into
it. I'm not saying
what's,
that it
what's
doesn't.
The line,
but,
what's the line for the game
but,
right now?
I have no idea. But
six and a half.
It's gone up.
Six and a half, guys.
Wait,
come
it's gone
on.
Up?
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It was at six, now it's six
because
and a half.
People
this
are finding
a
scheduling
real,
issue for the Raiders. There's no denying it. Monday
I think
night,
I think
Sunday
that's a problem.
Day game out in East Coast.
So
Christian, it's no moral Mondays. We're not doing that,
okay,
you know.
All right, you promise.
We have two more.
Wait, so we're never going to.
We have
we're
two
never,
more.
So how
right,
many
two
do
more.
You get?
I'll give you two more.
You
two
get
more.
At least
Kansas
two more.
City, Baltimore, two more. They hung in there.
They hung in there. They only lost by eight. Not bad. Cute little team.
See, I think people. Now, since you realize how good, you know they can be a great team. I think people think they can be a great team.
Who can be a great team?
I think this Patriots team, I think people
great?
Believe, they think
oh,
that
yeah,
since
no,
Cam
people,
Newton.
Other than
is,
Wiggy,
who?
Hold on.
Oh, there's a lot.
All these people we just heard. Ryan
yeah.
Clark, all of them.
No,
they all go,
the
it's Cam freaking Newton,
what's
dude.
A, what's a great
it's Cam
team?
Cam freaking Newton.
This team,
you know,
12 and 13 wins, we're crazy.
A great team starts with a great quarterback. Hey, wait, listen, 90% of our problems are solved. Cam is awesome.
Yeah, see, and this is where this Patriots team, and this is why I'm still at 6-10, okay? And these are the games here that they got to prove
something.
I like
something. Your stamina, Lou.
Now, I don't know about I didn't know going in, I don't know if Oakland's schedule of Monday night,
Vegas.
Sunday day game, I think that's ridiculous. The Raiders, sorry, Vegas. But you drop this game. You know, everyone right now is loving this team. If you drop this game to a team that's 2-0, just beat New Orleans, and then you have Kansas City the next week. So now you're 1-3. You know, then it's Denver, San Fran, Buffalo. All right, what if you go 1-2 there and you're 2-5? You know, like this is the whole thing. And this is why I say you keep going through the schedule and you say, I don't know where they are, like record-wise. This is, so you know, you drop this game,
and you're staring at 1-3 start. Now, I guess people will still love him if they're 1-3.
Well, it depends how he plays.
Well, I guess, well, so if you lose to Oakland here in a tight game, and then you lose to Kansas City in another tight game, another moral victory, yeah. 1-3, three moral victories. That's is that what you're going to be thinking?
That's not
you need to win this
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Because your ass is going to lose next week against
so,
Kansas City.
So if you want them to be 9-7 or 10-6, they have got to beat the Raiders.
Oakland,
they've got to beat
Chargers,
the Broncos. Right.
Broncos.
See, to me, this,
and win teams. One of the Buffalo games.
The Patriots, to me, feel like the Buffalo
Giants,
Bills from last year.
Both Jets, yeah.
The Buffalo Bills from last year. They're going to beat the teams they should beat. They're
we'll
going to beat the obvious
that.
Teams. They should beat Miami. They should beat
should they
the
beat
Jets.
This team?
Oh, I did have the Raiders on that team, but now I think it's a push. I think good luck picking this one. Okay, the spread right now is 6.5.
That's the swing game. Then.
So you're the Raiders. You just beat the Saints. Okay, what do you need for motivation? Nobody believes in us, guys. Hey, it's a short week, guys. We're going to guys. It's New England, guys. It's Bill Belichick, guys. You're not supposed to win. We're not sleepwalking through this game anymore.
It's still the Raiders.
You know, you have this. You have the wrong impression of the Raiders.
Why?
You need to switch it because
why?
It's not the Raiders that were just playing the black hole, playing in Oakland Coliseum, playing in the infield.
I know they moved to Vegas.
It's not
I understand
the same. It isn't
beautiful
the same.
Stadium,
I'm telling you, it isn't the same. I would say they're a little bit more disciplined that you're giving them credit for, and I think that they are.
Says who?
Says me. Look at their penalties. Compare them to other teams. They didn't look like Seattle, who played at home, who were making it much harder on themselves than they should.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks into this thing.
Okay, so are the Patriots. You know, so are everybody who's 2-0. So who do we give credit to for being 2-0? Only the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens? What about Buffalo? Oh, it's only been two games. Oh, look at Josh Allen. Well, did you see what he did against Miami? So who gets credit for being 2-0? Who is legit and who's a fraud?
I'm not sure I'm ready to endorse the Raiders. What were they last year? 7-9, something like that last year, right?
That's three games away from
They're a team that every year we sit there and say, God, they got talent. God, they got a running game. God, you know, Derek Carr's pretty good. A lot of people think he's a top 10 quarterback. Pretty good. They always find a way to screw it up. And yeah, even with Gruden, they've done that.
I know. You do. You base a lot on history. I mean, this is, what, year three for Gruden?
Yep.
You don't give him a chance at all to build something here.
He's got a 10-year deal.
No, I know, but you don't. You know, like, year one is year one, year two is year two. Like there's no, you don't count on any kind of growth. You say, this guy's not a good quarterback 2 years ago. He won't be a good quarterback now. I refuse to believe it.
I'm not
like Josh Allen. Sucked 2 years ago. Last year was good. I don't believe what I'm seeing. I don't believe him. I don't believe him. There's no room for improvement. Maybe the Raiders finally got this thing where they want, personnel-wise, and they're playing like it. They're disciplined. They have Gruden. Maybe they figured it out. But you're just basing it on the last 15, 20 years of the organization.
I'm not looking at 15 or 20 years, but I'm looking at that there is a track record, and there's even a track record since Gruden came back. So what are they? They're probably better than a 7-9 team. They're probably a 9-7 team. So I'm sorry. A 9-7 team comes to Gillette Stadium, and you got to win that game. I'm not going to sit here on Monday and say, "Wow, the Raiders are so good." I'm not going to buy into that.
See,
this
now
is
they,
the team
so now,
you win.
So now they've revealed themselves that they're resilient, they're tough, they can make a comeback. Almost, they can almost make a comeback. Because are we really even calling it a comeback unless they actually succeeded in back?
No.
So they were close.
It's more a Monday, and that's what we did. And we did something that we have not done in 20 years. But we can't make a habit of it. Lose right.
You only got three of them this
year.
If
they lose to Kansas City, we're going to sit here on Monday and say, well, did they play hard? Were they in the game? Yeah, that's a moral victory. You can do the same thing with Baltimore.
So if you lose, you're both going to be pissed. You're both going to be angry.
Yes. Monday? Absolutely.
Yes.
You should be
angry.
Absolutely.
The only other moral victory will be probably the Monday after the Cardinals game.
Because
that's the Super Bowl team.
Here's the other one.
You go up against the MVP in Kyle.
Here's the other one, Christian. I think you may be playing against them on Sunday at 1. I think a team like the Raiders, I actually feel better in that they beat the Saints last night because I think there are a lot of teams, they get satisfied. We got one. We won a game, and then the next week they come and they don't give you the same effort. And then when you add the travel schedule and the short week and everything else, and going up against the Bill Belichick coach team, in which they're going to throw a lot of crap at you, kind of confuse you, do some stuff that you haven't seen on film yesterday.
Patriots got to win this game. And I'm leaning towards picking the Raiders, by the way.
The fact
that they're such a underdog in this game is remarkable to me.
So it must be three for the short
just
week.
Just gave you the reason.
And three for the home game.
They're not even giving home game.
The short week is
Vegas is not giving you the three for home.
There's no three for home. I feel they're like not the short week is like 10 points.
10 points. 10 points.
Short week.
They should be favored.
Short week is a lot.
I think this is a setup. I feel like the one thing that I could use as an advantage if I'm Gruden to keep my team, to get them ready, is the fact that, hey, you guys just beat the Saints and nobody gives a crap.
Well, if you look at the line, the setup is actually taking the Raiders. I think you just look at that and say 2-0. They just went to New Orleans. They won that game.
No, they played at home.
You know, I'll take 6.5 all day long. Or at home, I know, but yeah. I'll take 6.5 all day. That game will be close.
Yeah,
like Vegas is actually saying somehow the Pats will win this thing by 13.
Yeah,
like I feel like they're baiting people into.
See, you speak Vegas like Wiggy speaks Cam.
I just feel like it's.
I don't have a clue what that meant, but I understand what you said.
I love it when
maybe the momentum's creating that because everyone's loving the pass. They're going to blow them out their back.
Don't you think it'll change, though?
They don't lose it
closer
at home.
To the game? I think it will change. I think it'll drop the closer they get to the game. See, Vegas is victims of the moment.
I tell you what, they beat a good team. They're fat and happy right now. It is the perfect situation for New England, especially with the travel situation this week. Had they lost that game against New Orleans, I might look at it a little bit differently. But the Patriots, we can't sit here and do this all year long, where we're suddenly going to accept the fact that they played well. It was a good loss. The good losses go out the window now, except elite teams.
You know just as little about the Raiders as you do the Patriots.
I would agree.
You don't know a lot about either team.
I would agree, except I know the difference of the coaching. I know the difference of the organization.
You know, Gruden did win a Super Bowl, by the way. I'm just saying.
It's been a long time.
Well, he's played in a lot of championship games,
when was that?
Too.
He has nightmares.
He played in championship games with Oakland when they were Oakland, and he won one at Tampa, and he was with a lot of winning organizations.
What if it snows on the
I'll tell you
Sunday.
What, he's a better, I guess, ex-coach of Holmgren, the whole coaching tree. Holmgren's coaching tree is pretty good.
It was a weird reaction on Monday because Patriot fans have never felt like a good loss. They never have.
We don't do that. Now,
the last good loss was 2001, right?
The
against the Rams.
Yeah.
And there weren't any Patriot fans. Like, these guys are all new now. You know, they've only been in the last 20 years. They don't even remember that game.
Right.
So it's like a new experience to the point where I thought they were going to lose by 10. People were bombing me on Twitter how I was so wrong. They lost by 5. Hello, they lost the game. It was just a weird reaction. This week is different. This week's a big game. This week is like swing week.
Ooh,
yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, 2-1, 2-2. All right, maybe you beat Buffalo. I mean, Denver 3-2. All right, let's see what happens. But you drop this one, 1-3. Come and talk to me. Let's start talking 6-10, people. This is a big game.
Are we going to do this all year long? Is it going to be
Moral Victory
Monday?
You said that's it. You only get one moral victory. It's like a mulligan.
All right, let's go to the phone calls. Here's Matt. Matt's in a car. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
I had called in yesterday, and I was one of the people who was all over the Moral Victory Monday. I had said that Sunday's game was awesome, but I kind of wanted to hone in on that and say that was it. Like, we saw what they can do under pressure when they have to come back. Like, and so I would expect, and I don't think it's unreasonable to expect that every week they would get better and better. Sure, they might slip up here and there, but I don't even think that I would do a Moral Victory Monday for Kansas City or Baltimore, frankly. I don't expect them to win, but I'm not going to be happy with a loss anymore.
I feel like everybody just expects the Patriots to always get better and better and better, right?
Yes.
How'd last year go?
I don't mean exponentially better.
Well, how'd last year go, Matt?
I expect them to say it again.
How'd last year go, for example?
It seemed to have got worse and worse and worse.
So they don't always get better and better and better and win Super Bowls.
Well, let me give you another one, Matt, and that is you're seeing a lot of teams with injuries early on. The Patriots have been spared from those major injuries.
Yeah.
Now, I look at Julian Edelman.
I look at you, and
you're going to get them. We know it happens every year. We saw what happened last year where you lost two of your offensive linemen. It changed everything. But you look at Julian Edelman, and you sit there and say, it was remarkable what he was able to do with 179 yards. But he's beaten up. The knee is a problem. The back is a problem. Does anybody think you're going to be able to get that type of production every week out of Julian Edelman?
Yeah, I just...
I think that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I find like people have only watched the last 20 years and just think that, you know, this is what's going to happen. The Patriots have looked, you know, good the first 2 weeks, even though they're 1-1. And we know the Patriots just get better and better and better as the season goes on, play their best football in December, and then go into the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl and win it. It's just what New England does. But they didn't do it last year. You know, so it just, that's not always the case. It has been here for the most part, but this is, what you've watched the last 20 years is not reality. It really wasn't. Like you said, a lot of teams that, yeah, they play well out of the gate. And then there's that one big key injury. You're that team. You know, you're Julian Edelman away from, like, holy crap.
Changes everything.
You're Steph Gilmore away from, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
You're Cam Newton away from what?
Yep.
So you're that team that better get him now.
Yep.
You know, and I know you got the greatest coach of all time, but this idea that the Patriots always get better every single week and at the end of the year playing great football, that's just not reality.
Well, I think Christian hit on
it. What you've seen for 20 years hasn't been.
Yeah, I think what the people are doing is they're getting giddy. They love Cam, and I don't blame them. He's been terrific the first 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks, but he's been amazing. And for throwing for 397 yards, I'll take it. That's I never thought he could do that. But suddenly we've gone from looking at this team as negative, they don't have Tom Brady anymore, to suddenly they can win what? 11 games? 12 games? 13 games? Wiki says they can win 12 or 13 games out of his freaking mind.
Yeah, see, my thing is, like, I feel like that's why I kind of feel like they're not an elite team. They're not. I would say their best bet would be to kind of pattern their year off Tennessee last year. Like, that would be their best bet.
They were 9-7.
9-7. Right, you kind of catch fire late in the year. You outcoach the other teams. You catch an elite team like Baltimore sleeping. You know, you beat the Patriots, and you just put good game plans together, and then you beat fraudulent teams that were probably underestimating you. That, but you never really are going to go all the way. But you have enough pride that you accept the challenge and you play awesome in the playoffs.
But I think
they end up being a dangerous team. Like, Cam is a dangerous player.
But you said that at the beginning of the year, that's what you thought they were going to be, and you thought they were going to be, I think, 9-7 was your prediction,
yeah,
right? I think they have to win games like this one to be 9-7.
They need
these
to
aren't games,
God,
need
yeah. to, they need and they right. need to steal. So they need to steal some,
right?
Like, so if you just start off with, okay, we're going to win all our divisional games at home. Start with that. And then split the other ones on the road. Like, I used to have these crazy formulas of, like, how can we get to 9 wins? Okay, win our home games, win the games we're supposed to. So that gets us to 9. But in the end, you always end up losing a game you shouldn't, winning a game that no one thought you could, and then it ends up evening out, and then you end up who you really are, 7-9, 8-8.
Yeah, but if the goal is to sneak into the playoffs and they're adding an extra team, and you could do that, and I think that would be a great accomplishment for this team to do that, you got to win a game like this one coming up on
Sunday.
These
are the teams.
This one, Denver.
You have to win.
Got
to
win them. Yeah. Sorja is in Mansfield. Sorja.
Hi, a couple of quick points here. Glenn, I got to say, you're right. There is no moral losses, right? Obviously, you know, a loss is a loss. But I think what you also have to appreciate is that I don't think anyone expected this team to do that well against Seattle. So I think you can also appreciate the fact that, you know, they did play well. But one of the things I really, really want to get into, if I can, is this run defense. We know it. This run defense was so poor last year. We already know it. Nick Chubb, just ask Nick Chubb and how well he did last year. And we did not address it this offseason. So moving forward, how do we address this run defense? Because I think this is going to really come to haunt this team.
Could be a factor this Sunday.
So is it really? Other than Cam Newton, they didn't address anything
right. This
offseason. I mean, nothing. They got to draft players like every other team did. I hear that too. Well, they had a draft. Yeah, just like every other team. They didn't address anything other than bringing Cam Newton here in July or June, whenever the hell it was.
Right.
By the way, does anybody...
Nothing.
But let me ask you this, Sorja. Does anybody believe that they're going to go out and make some big, huge trade? I keep on hearing it. Fitzy wrote a whole piece, and he's got names. Marvin Jones, Zach Ertz, Will Fuller. Didn't Will Fuller get hurt again this weekend? I think he did. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
Miles Jack, Leonard Williams. Julio Jones? Where does he fit in?
Julio Jones?
Yeah, where does he fit in?
Let's go.
Are you kidding me?
Why? Do you want DeAndre Hopkins?
Are these wish list?
Devontae Adams?
Can we say Patrick Mahomes?
Have we been watching the New England Patriots over the
Zeke?
Year? This is not what they do. This is not what they do.
Can we get Aaron Donald? I mean, is Aaron Donald on the list?
He'd be good.
So what you want?
Stop the run. There's the run. Yeah. You want to stop the run? Yes. You got to stop the run.
Stop game. Everything. All right, Sorja, thanks, dude.
Thank you, bud. Cam Newton on every Monday with Greg Hill. He's been terrific. He was a terrific take. I'm confused by this answer he had to a question because I think it's something we've all tried to address. We know that Cam Newton ended up signing with New England. He did so for very little money. He was out on the market for, what is it, 86 days? What's that documentary?
That's 86 nights.
86 nights or something like that. Yeah, 86 nights. So he was asked the question. It was a good question. When he first talked with Belichick, listen carefully to the answer because I'm very confused by the answer.
How early on in the process did you and Bill start talking? Because there were some reports you guys were talking pretty early on at the end of last season.
Talking, I first talked to Bill on the phone. Had to be in Washington. It had to be around the June-ish time. Late March, June. I don't know the exact date, but I just remember me being in L.A. and I was working out during that time, and I remember going to L.A. after weeks after, you know, my birthday. So, you know, with that being said, that alone, you know, was just something that kind of, you know, kicked me in my hind parts and, you know, said, all right, it's time to go. You know, everything else was obviously documented in etched in stone.
I'm totally confused.
He misspoke. I'm damn confused.
I am too,
he misspoke.
Larry. He said June-ish and then corrected it by saying probably late March.
It had to be around the June-ish.
What if I told you he meant to say...
Probably late March.
What if I told you he meant to say late May, early June?
Maybe June-ish. That was it. Because
instead of saying May, he said March.
He skipped April and May.
Yeah,
right
you
there.
Don't say late March, June-ish time. No, there's a couple of months. I think he just forgot to say late May, June.
Maybe. The only other theory I had on this one is that he said June-ish, and then he realized, oh, no, it's going to make me – it look like they didn't talk to me until the last moment. So, yeah, probably on the phone, probably late March.
You don't say late March, there. June. That's the last time you talked to him. I don't know, right around September, New Year's. Right around there.
I don't know, but you guys –
somewhere between Thanksgiving and Labor Day.
So he must have meant May at that time because it just doesn't make any sense unless he's
late May, June-ish.
He operates
and what does it matter, calendar. Though?
Oh, I think it's a question people want to know.
Probably late March.
Were they talking to him early on? Did they have designs on him early on in the process?
Or did they wait until the end?
Well, Bill had said with us that he actually got to know Cam a little bit before they signed him.
Yeah, but was that May? Was that March?
Late March, June-ish.
So I think I think May does make more sense.
Late May, June.
Yeah, and June-ish, but
my guess.
I heard that and I'm totally confused. And I was hoping when I heard it that they would follow up and say, so hold on now, just a second here. Is it June or is it
Wiggy
March?
Understood.
Yeah, Wiggy was happy with the answer. Wiggy would have been happy with any answer he threw out there. Wiggy threw some crazy questions out to him. So we're going to do this today. We're going to let you hear an abridged version, shortened version of Cam Newton from the show this morning.
Because he's outstanding.
He was terrific. He said some very interesting stuff. He gets in to the last play in the game. He gets into his receivers. And he also gets into money. And Wiggy is his new agent. And Wiggy's pushing him to try to get him paid. And we'll get all of that stuff coming up next right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, back here on OMF, Cam Newton appears every Monday morning with Greg Hill. It's on, obviously, in the morning, but it is terrific, terrific stuff. Late morning, usually in the 9 o'clock hour. And he was fascinating again today with some interesting stuff. So we thought we'd give you a little abridged version, a short version, of the best of Cam from this morning.
Cam, do you look at Sunday's game as a positive, even though you guys came up short?
I mean, that's a trick question for me, man, because obviously there's history with losing, and it doesn't change. You know, people, you know, the outpour of, you know, this, that, and the third of the performance. You know, I played this game for one reason and one reason only, and make no mistake about it. So as far as my expectations, yeah, we played a good team in Seattle, but at the end of the day, we had our opportunity to win a football game when we did. And I just know who I am. I'm not surprised by the performance. Just moving forward, you know, we just have to find ways to win because we don't want to look back week 12 and we're in a battle for something. You don't know what week 12 is going to look like, so therefore we've got to capitalize every opportunity.
Obviously a lot of talk about that play call at the end of the game. If you had to do that over, would you run the same play?
The same damn play. We've ran the play four times, and it's not my job to go back and forth with what coach decides. It's my job to execute what coach decides. Simple and plain. And for me, we ran the play four times and we were successful three of those four times. And the fourth time was obviously the last play. But yet through it all, that's championship caliber football. And we just have to be better. I have to be better. And there was an opportunity when I look back at the film, I could have bounced it and it would have been a walk-in. But yet through it all, we know scrutiny. I know scrutiny would have came. Doesn't matter what the play call would have been. Let's be honest. If I would have handed the ball off, sure, it would have been, you know, scrutiny. If I would have dropped back the pass, well, you can't do that. We're on the 1 yard line. Just run it in with, you know, either way it would have went, you would have had scrutiny. And it's just up to us as players, me specifically, to just do a better job of executing and putting this team in the best situation.
When I know as a player who was in a role before of not getting what I feel like I deserve, what type of motivation does that make you have? Because I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension. So if you need an agent, I'm a guy that you need to have on your team, and I truly believe this team should do that. But how do you feel as a player when you look around the league and you see guys, you know, making a lot more than you, when you look at your production versus their production?
That's the surprisingly but true and factual enough. If I do what I'm supposed to do, as I'm expecting to, that will not even be a topic of discussion here moving forward. Money at this particular point in my career is not important, right? And let's be honest. I've made money for everything that I play this game for. I haven't received yet. And that's why I'm playing. So it's not about money. It's about respect. And when you, and especially going back to the negotiation table, when this opportunity presented itself, I didn't want to even keep going back and forth, you know, for this and that. And I said, listen, let's get the deal done. Let's do it. And for all this work, it's just going to pay dividends moving forward. And I do believe this. You know, a wise man once said that, and that wise man is my father. All blessings do not come in financial, you know, means. You know, just because, you know, you have money and do that, you know, blessings comes in many different forms than that, financial compensation. So, you know, for me, if I do what I'm supposed to do, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
Do you feel like you need another receiver? Would you like to see the Patriots do something when it comes to that position?
Man, I'll say this. The answers are in that locker room. Simple and plain. You know, we got Lil Bud, Doughboy, Highway 11, and, you know, my germs. So we good to go. And let me rewind that. We have Jameer Bird, Nikhil Harry, Dewan Edelman, and Jacoby Myers.
Now, Kim, one of the things that, you know, I kind of touched a little bit about is, you know, as fans here, we've known one guy for so long in Tom Brady, and that's why we're all hopeful that there'll be some type of contract extension for you during the season. And I know you talked about winning and how important that is to you in that respect level. So if there wasn't an opportunity, and hopefully this does present itself where they, you know, were to come to you and say, hey, listen, we want to do something with you this season, during the season, would you do it? And would you, you know, maybe take a little bit less because of the culture that is here in New England, as far as with Bill and his ability to get teams to be successful and play for championships? Because I think you guys are a legit Super Bowl contender.
I understand what you're trying to do, and I understand what you're trying to say, but you must understand that is literally the last of my worries. And if we had to put an analogy in it, mm-hmm. that's probably under so much work at my desk that, you know, I'm not really too much focused on. I do admire and love the culture of the Patriots. It's been a place for me that's been therapeutic. This is a place that has been kind of rather challenging for my growth, and it's making me better. It has been a place that has given me everything for my needs at this particular point in time in my life. So through it all, I'm going to let the cards, you know, shuffle the way they shuffle and, you know, do the things that I can't control.
There's a little winter chill in the air today. I'm wondering if you're looking forward to playing in the snow or not.
Now, listen here. Being here and the weather, I haven't been able to wear certain things that I've most been dying to wear. The swag is going to be immaculate regardless, but yeah. Now that's throwing a different element. Now Boogie's able to wear a whole suite of things that, you know, people weren't accustomed with me wearing before, mm-hmm. but please do not be surprised.
I mean, I got to tell you, I love the shoes on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I don't know, yeah. What was the brand?
Alexander McQueen.
My man got swag. Yeah. You got that swagger. Mm-hmm.
I would ask to borrow them, but I'm guessing that you might be bigger than a 10 and a half.
Man, listen, growing up how I grew up, bro, you just a couple socks away.
There you go.
At some point during the season, you'd be willing to dress me. I'm not, you know, these guys make fun of my white t-shirt. He needs help, man.
He really needs help,
bro. Would you be willing to, at some point, give me some advice?
Man, what y'all did not know in, you know, the fine tunes of my contract, being that if I hit certain incentives, I will be able to dress all the coaches, including Bill Belichick.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah. I'm looking for.
We get him a nice fresh fedora is what we need to do.
Oh, can you imagine?
You know?
Oh, boy.
That's what
that
we need.
That was a joke. That was a joke, by the way. That was a joke. Probably just,
Not national media already picked it up, Cam. Too late.
A fedora and a nice little gold chain. I think Bill would look good.
You know what I'm saying?
A little roly with some ice in it. Let him shine on him.
I mean, I don't wear no ice, but, you know, it's a good little roly.
Some good stuff with Cam Newton this morning. And then we can tell you this, 2 hours after the interview, he filed a restraining order on Wiggy.
Yeah.
Should.
Yeah. You know that song, Stan, from Eminem?
Eminem?
I feel like Cam could give Eminem some new inspiration. Hey, Shady, Slim Shady. Yeah, it's your boy Cam. Dude. I'm living that song right now.
I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension.
I love you, Cam.
Tell me you love me.
You're the best.
I like it. You get Rolly, fedora, some swag.
He doesn't talk that way with
ice
when he's talking with Greg or Danielle, does he? He doesn't talk the same way.
He's like me with my boy Rocco.
Rocco.
Dino from Jersey.
That's too funny. He is. He's close. He's be careful. Stacey James may have to get a call from Cam, be like, listen, is this guy safe? Is he not? I'm getting all these calls late at night. I mean, it's weird. I got this package. It said from your biggest fan. This is me, Wiggy.
So you believe Cam when he says the answers to his wide receivers are right in that room?
That was a smart answer. I don't know if it's correct, but it was a smart move because you don't throw anybody under the bus. You build up the receivers and maybe even put a little pressure on the receivers. Okay, guys, it's on you. You know?
I would say when I looked at, you know, we talk about the weapons, like you asked me before, is he right? And I thought about it and I was like, well, I would say this. If you grab the wide receiver room, the tight end room, and the running back room, wide receivers have the best room you have. We know the tight ends are awful. And then I would say the running backs are second. And the wide receiving pair grouping, you know, just with Edelman, Harry, and what's his name? Bird, with a little side order of Jacoby Myers. It's not that they're great. I just think they're better than the other rooms.
Well, you hope that the tight end group, because you're dealing with two rookies.
James White.
Well, yeah, you like James White. Will somewhere be part of what they're doing? Because right now what you're getting is you're getting a couple throws to Ryan Izzo. That's it. And basically the same play, right? Same play.
Yeah, I feel like you can get more from him, though. I mean, I do. Oh. I think every time they call his number, he makes the catch. Every time they draw something up for him or they put him in a position to make a play, he does. To me, that, and you hear Bill say it all the time, you used to hear Brady say it all the time. Hell, the more you produce, the more I trust you, the more looks you're going to get. I mean, I'm not going to call him Danny Amendola yet, as far as the catches that he makes.
I would say after 2 weeks, the most disappointing group has been the running back group. Obviously, James White missing that game, we all get that. And I think he's a tremendous player. But their running backs ran 14 times for 20 yards. That isn't sustainable. That is an issue. If you're a running football team, when your quarterback can run, but no one else can, you got problems. If the strength is your offensive line, you would think you'd be able to run the football. They didn't run it great against Miami. Cam did. They didn't. So it's if your strength is your offensive line, why can't this team run the football? That is probably the biggest issue after the first couple
of weeks. We heard so much about Damian Harris during the summer, and yet
they need him.
They need him right now because he's hurt. Listen, the RPO, if you look at it, most of the time, he's not giving the ball off. He's running it. And, you know, that adds up as well. They're eventually going to have to run.
But to have an effective RPO, your R has to be someone that people are concerned with.
Yes.
Look at all the other ones. Right. Like, you know, you're worried about Ingram.
Yeah.
The guy will run through you if you just focus on Lamar Jackson. You know, all these guys, even Kenyon Drake out there with Murray. Like, they all have legit running backs that you have to be concerned
with. I would say, though, based on your initial assessment of this team as far as what you thought, the amount of wins that you thought they were capable of, I feel like, to me, the first thing I'm looking at in any situation is the quarterback. That's first, man. Do I have a quarterback that I can win with? Yes. Is my coach competent?
Of course.
Yes, he is. Because I would say, because this theory wouldn't work if in Atlanta. You know, because they're not winning. Even though Matt Ryan is throwing it all over the place and they're scoring a lot of points, they're losing games.
They're stupid.
So before they start winning games, they got to stop losing them. So you have two of them, right? So you have the quarterback and you have the coach. And then after that, I mean, I think that's 8 wins just by not being stupid. I mean, all day long, just by not being stupid. Because Dallas Cowboys, do I think Mike McCarthy is a great coach? I mean, they should have lost that game, but Atlanta basically said, we don't want it. Here, take it. Dallas thought it was a trick. No, I'm not taking that. It's going to blow up. No, really, we don't want the win. Well, go ahead and take it.
But that's the difference, and we've known that for the last 20 years with Bill Belichick. He is not going to go out there and lose those games, okay?
Well, I guess my question was to Lou, though. Based on just that alone, so do you think Cam's a good quarterback, better than average?
Yeah.
And Bill is obviously Bill, your buddy. So would you still think they're a 6-win team?
Yes.
Well, you are consistent.
Yes. I'm not wrong.
Unlike the rest of us.
No. I'm
you are a rock.
There's still concerns. Listen, they looked really good on Sunday in a loss.
But if I told you I'm going to give you the greatest coach of all time, and forget about who you're playing, and I'm going to give you a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, without knowing anything else, would you say, I mean, just if you just gave me that information, I would say, oh, 8 wins all day long.
Here's the problem with that. And again, we bring up the sustainability of Cam Newton. So give him all the credit in the world. The RPO, though, Lou's right. We know in the RPO.
He's great.
The
R is the problem.
He is great. He is great at keeping that ball in the running back's gut for the longest time. So he confuses the hell out of you. But everybody knows he's the one that's going to end up with the ball, and you can't continue to do that. So he can do that, and we also saw the passing this past week. But he ran 15 times the first week, 11 times the second week. If he continues to do that, Christian, as you know, it's a long freaking season. Eventually, that's going to catch up to him.
Let me ask you, what you just said, right? Top 10 quarterback, great coach. disciplined football team.
Yeah.
They're going to win the penalty battle.
Yep.
They're not going to turn the ball over.
Good special teams. But that's part of being a great
teams, good, okay, except good special the teams.
You just listed the criteria of a good coach.
I just listed the criteria of an 11-win team easy. So why are they only going to win 8?
Well, I mean, I don't say
right.
I mean, but you're.
If I tell
but,
you all that
no, no,
stuff,
but
you
your
say
other
that's
team,
an 11-win team easy.
No, no, that is. But you're. We're also talking about the. There's more that goes into it. With that, gives you a fighting chance. Now you don't have great backs. You don't have great tight ends. Well, you don't have great receivers.
That's what I'm talking.
I mean,
about
no,
now.
But there are other. But the other teams are dealing with the same issues. There's not any team in the league that has a stud at every position.
No.
There's deficiencies. So how do you make up the difference? Well, we got deficiencies. We got injuries. Our coach is really good. We're going to be prepared. We're not. He's going to make the right decisions when it matters. And our coach and our quarterback, just by being awesome and athletic, is going to keep us in games. He's going to make big plays. So that's why I say, you know, forget about the backs. Just that alone, you have a shot.
See, I just look at the season. I look at this team. I look at the depth they have, and they've been real lucky the first 2 weeks. It's injuries galore around this league. And that was always a concern. If you lose a running back, if you lose a wide receiver, if you lose a lineman, you know, an offensive lineman, like there's going to be injuries, right? They're going to lose. Every team does. But I feel like other teams might sit there and say, yeah, we can overcome that because we have this and we can go to this. I'm not so sure the Patriots can overcome, you know, an injury to, you know, one of their players. And I mean,
well,
really kind of
Edelman's a prime
any
example.
Spots. Yeah. It's just, it's a very thin roster that I worry about that I just, yes, I still think they're going
to
win 6 games.
So we don't know what Gunner is, but Gunner's going to have to be damn good and come in and take over that slot if you lose Julian Edelman. Because you worry, you talk about 11 wins. So if you take Julian Edelman out of a couple games, you're down to 9 wins.
Well, you got Gunner and Damian Harris that I think you're looking at saying, okay.
Right.
I need these guys to come back and be pretty good.
All right, this hour's been brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. We had a little bit of Gronk earlier. You wonder whether he's a little pissed off at what Bruce Arians is saying, but he got together with his brothers because this is what he does well. They put their brains, I say in quotes, brains to the test. And remember Hugh Jackson, the former Cleveland Browns coach? He puts his twist on Cardi B's big hit song, sort of like Joe Biden did last week. We'll get to that in Last Call next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, It's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Great time to clean out that garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids, now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-4KIDS or online at carsforkids.org. Did you guys see that the prosecutors yesterday said down in Florida, said they're not going to challenge that appeals court ruling that banned them from using the surveillance video inside the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. So, therefore, Robert Kraft is free and clear. How about the headline in the New York Post? Robert Kraft likely to get off in Florida massage parlor case. Oh,
such geez. A perfect headline. You knew that was coming.
Gronk, we had Gronk on earlier because apparently Bruce Arians has said, we're not throwing to him. He's going to be a blocker. That's what he's going to do. So he and his brothers have got together to put their brains to the test, playing some trivia.
The first one's going to be a science question. We have atoms are composed of protons, science neutrons, question. And what?
Any guesses? Atom is composed of protons, neutrons, and what? Lou?
Atoms... Say it again. I wasn't listening.
Protons, neutrons, and what?
I don't know.
I know this answer.
That's a better answer than Gronk.
Go ahead. I'm a neutron bomb. It's a song by the Pointer Sisters.
The first one's going to be a science question. We have atoms are composed of protons, neutrons, and what?
All right. I go first. My favorite TV show growing up, Jimmy Neutron. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
All right.
What is the...
So if he'd been paying attention, he would have known that neutron was actually one of the pieces in the answer. The answer is electrons, by the way, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
The name of the 1999 action movie depicting Brendan Fraser fighting a mummy.
Well, I think I got the right answer.
Let's hear it. Like a,
let's go. Kick us
it's
off.
It's kind of like a trick question. Because the answer is in the question, I feel like.
Oh, you might be onto it.
That's
mummies.
The mummy. Yeah.
The mummy.
Yeah, the mummy.
Yes. Oh, I got it.
Can't fool those Gronk brothers.
It.
And the sequel?
Luke Skywalker's father.
Oh, I think I wow. Know that,
actually. I think it's that guy that puts his finger like this.
$1 million.
No. That's Arthur.
Dark?
Dark?
Sorry. Hold on.
No, you take that, right?
We'll take it.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. I don't get sick of him, though.
He's not going to catch any balls this year, apparently.
No, he better. He's having fun, though.
He's going to block. Damn, he lost all that weight. Now all they want to do is have him block.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackson putting his twist on Cardi B's hit song, WAP. Most people know what it stands for.
I just found out today.
Joe Biden was a little bit confused when he was on our podcast a couple of weeks ago. So here's Hugh Jackson taking a shot.
I got a serious rap for the Browns fans. This is all about some wings and pizza. So stay with me here. Now from the top, we got to make it drop. That's some wings and pizza. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wings and pizza. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wings and pizza. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wings and pizza. Lyrics, song brought to you by Sir Master Hugh Jackson Flash. Rapping to you live about some wings and pizza. Enjoy your day. Get your wings, get your pizza, and drop it like it's hot. Let's go.
Okay.
Not is a that good, the former coach?
Yeah, not yeah. a good coach. Not when a good, not a good rapper. So no, it's not good.
Can you do the first one? Do the top one. Do this first paragraph.
Do a paragraph.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to read
give me a little bit. Come on. Give me Glenn voice.
No, I'm not going to do
why
that.
Why not?
First one. What, Your Honor?
There's no.
I'm a freak bitch. Yeah. Handcuffs. Leashes. Switch my wig. Make me feel like I'm cheating. By the way, here's our
put
own.
Put him on his knees. Give him something to believe in. Hold on, before you introduce Mutt. So my daughter had this this song
I've
on her
through,
as her
I've
song
gone through this already
on her phone
yep.
as an what? Alarm, and I had no idea what the hell
these
WAP even
are
meant.
Ridiculous.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's wet ass Mutt. Hey, Mutt.
That's uncalled for.
What's up, Mutt?
You missed. Happy birthday, Christian.
Hey, thank you, brother.
You're a fraud.
What?
Normally
what a birthday win.
Normally it's Glenn who's a fraud. Not
okay.
today, it's you.
Explain.
So what is this victory lap you're taking for saying the Patriots would be better without Tom Brady?
I
sat
was
with
mocked,
you a couple weeks ago when Glenn was on one of his few vacation days of the year.
Very few.
You picked him at 9-7.
So nice, switch to 8-8.
They won 12. Okay, they won 12 games a year ago.
Yeah.
But somehow you're taking a victory lap for saying they're going to be better when you picked them to win fewer games than Cam Newton and Tom Brady.
You're doing what Lou does. You're
giving facts.
No.
On Twitter at random people.
That is a fact.
At people.
That is a fact. But you're changing the whole content of what I said.
By the way, he said this when Stidham was the quarterback.
Yes. Stidham was better with Stidham. Victory lap for nothing.
You're better with Stidham.
Birthday boy victory lap.
Hey, it's my birthday. I'll say whatever I want.
If I want.
As long as I want.
All right, what do you got tonight, Mutt?
We got Cam Newton's contract.
Good.
Wiggy's a moron, and we'll explain over the next 20 minutes or so.
All right, let's sip some tequila before you leave.
Happy birthday, boy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Lou, Christian, we'll catch you tomorrow. 2 o'clock, 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.